This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Monday. 2 weeks have gone by, guys, and nothing's changed. I'm talking about our Atlanta Braves. 2 weeks. How long, Mike?
Two weeks. How long did this thing get done? Two weeks.
Nothing's changed. 2 weeks ago, we were in the exact same spot, third in the division, eighth in the wild card, 13 games later, we're still in the same spot. So what does it tell us? And I asked Mike this on Friday. As the Braves are off today, they'll invite the Angels in starting tomorrow for a new series. They lose the series to the Phillies over the weekend. And I said to you Friday, are you ready to fire sell it?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fire sell it?
Yes, I'm officially ready to fire sell it. Fire sell it.
Fire sell it.
Fire sell it.
Yes.
Fire sell it. Because as one of our listeners pointed out on social media, you know, always follow us at Put 'em Up C-Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. And a guy said, we got to go like at a crazy clip. To even get to 88 wins. I mean, remember, guys, everybody is using the 2021 season. Carl, that's the – no, we were down. Yeah, we were never more than four games under 500. You can look it up. We were never more than four games under 500, and we were only one game under at the All-Star break. We're seven right now. You're 9.5 out in the wild card. 10.5 – guys, they'd have to go 50-29 the rest of the way to win 88 games.
It's not happening.
You got to play 20 – do the math. Look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
You got to play 21 games over 500 ball just to get to 88.
Well, here's the kicker. They haven't done that all season.
No.
So what makes you think that they're going to be able to do that now? To Mike's point, this was less of a task to overcome in 21. And by the way, I know Profar is going to make his return on Wednesday. Great. I know they're going to throw him out left field because left field's been a black hole. Great.
Right, right.
And I know that Profar had an unbelievable season in his last year with the Padres. Great. He hit 280, 24 home runs. Here's the thing, though, guys, and this is what I'm questioning, Mike, about Profar, because people are like, well, Profar, when he comes back. Here's what I'm questioning. Do we get that Profar? Do we get a guy who had a spike in his numbers at age 31 in his 11th season? Or do we get another Profar that maybe is not as productive? I don't know what to expect. And look, for all the things that everybody's saying about him, you know, sparking this lineup, well, Ronald Acuña came back. And let me tell you something. Profar is not Ronald Acuña. Acuña's done everything he possibly can to spark this lineup. Again, I get it. It strengthens and deepens the lineup. But, Mike, I'm not sitting here and telling you that Profar is going to hit 280 and hit 24 home runs. By the way, he won't because half the season's gone. But, you know, 80 games or whatever. But that's what we're talking about. That's why they signed him.
Right. Now, the question is, what is Jurickson Profar going to be for us without the benefit of human chorionic gonadotropin?
Gonads. What?
Human
what?
Chorionic gonadotropin.
Mm.
H, little H, big C, big G. This is what he tested positive for. It's a hormone that helps in the production of testosterone.
Okay.
So, thus the use of the word gonad. Part of it. So is he going to have the nads to help us down this stretch? We'll find out. Look, a couple of things. Sean Murphy had a grand slam the other day, had a big home run last night. I thought that even though you didn't have the home runs.
It's about time, Sean Murphy.
Give me some clutch, man. I mean,
time.
So Sean Murphy, I'll get off your back for a minute. But and they're not, by the way, I want to trade him because I think that's one of the few things you can get something for. Mm. They're not going to trade him because you just don't know what you got with Drake Baldwin. And you can't trade Murph until you're absolutely sure that Drake Baldwin can give you the production. He's kind of cooled off. Riley's still kind of like just kind of in a murky, I don't know what you even call what he's in right now, this funk. And everybody else is batting 205. They gave Michael Harris 2 days off. What do you think of that?
Deserved in the right way. The only thing you can do, because they're not going to put him down in AAA. Who's playing center field? You think left field has been a black hole. Who's playing center field? You throwing Eli White out there, which they did.
Right.
I mean, like, seriously, Mike, this is what they needed to do. So I had no issues with it. The problem is you're playing your division rivals, and they are in first place, and you're sitting your everyday center fielder. That's how bad it is.
Right.
That should tell you how bad it is. You're sitting a guy who hadn't missed a game all season because he's in such a slump that you were forced. Snicker had no choice but to go, take a break, kid. And they did. But I had no issues with it. I thought it was deserved. Hopefully he comes back, Mike, takes a couple of days off. Guys, I know it sounds silly to many of you, but it's just like when you look ahead to the weekend. You come back recharged on a Monday, Tuesday. Maybe you're productive, and maybe that's what we're hoping for Michael Money Harris. But I just want to put that out there before he makes his return. Tuesday starts the series with the Angels. Wednesday, Profar returns. I do not know what guy we're getting. I don't know if he's going to hit 839 OPS, 100 points higher than his career OPS. That's what he did with the Padres.
Right.
If we get that, great. But I think we're hoping for a lot, Mike, when you talk about what he's going to do for this lineup and how he's going to, you know, all of a sudden this is going to be a springboard to us getting going.
Right. You know, we're basically talking about baseball traveling about 5 feet shorter than it has for whatever reason. All the nerds have looked at it, whether the stitches are higher. For some reason, the ball doesn't travel. So the ball's not traveling as much this year. He doesn't have human chorionic gonadotropin. Like somebody who's in the medical field, I got to call Dr. Jeff, see if he knows how to pronounce this, but it's G-O-N-A-D-O. So gonadotropin. Gonadotropin. Anyway, good day for bad. Live. Gonadotropin is coming to town. So we'll see what this guy can do. Hopefully get a bounce. But it's just, I think some Braves fans are starting to come to the realization that this team just isn't good.
No.
And that, like, you know, literally, guys, do the math. Okay. Murph did his job. That's the first time in a while. But you got, obviously, Acuna. And certainly we know that Madison's doing a great job. But 2-7, that's 2/7 of your lineup. You know, seven ninths, Carl, of your lineup are batting like bleh right now.
Yeah, and Murph goes deep yesterday, but Suarez held everybody else down. Like, that, we didn't get anything
else. He had a number.
That's the other part of this problem, guys. I mean, you know, 8Ks, 7 innings pitched, you give up one run. Ranger Suarez looked like a Cy Young Award winner out there against us.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to get your thoughts. What's changed? Where are the runs? Where's the hitting? Where's the consistency? God, I feel like we had this conversation 2 weeks ago. Wait, we did. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to hit us up. Braves get a day off. Hopefully, again, this does us well. But right now, I have zero confidence that this team is going to make a run or make a move. And when I say move, I'm not talking about Alex, including, you know, trying to make a move to improve the team. I'm saying make a move in this division. 2 weeks go by. This is the most critical stretch of the season up until this point where you're playing division rivals, Mike. You can get full games. You screwed around with the Marlins. Mm-hmm. You screwed around now with the Phillies. It's just like, okay, that's why I think we're just, you know, running in place. We're 7-6 after 13 NL East games.
Yeah, and the good news, I mean, if you're looking for some silver linings here, we talked about, hopefully, Murph, this is the start of his power surge. A little plucky Nick Allen has raised his average 6 points. He went, 4 for his last 8.
Okay.
With a couple of walks as well, so maybe he's getting back on track. I saw the article that Mark Bowman wrote today about Tim Hyers trying to figure out how to get Money Harris back. And Money Harris talking about, you know, he's got to stop expanding the strike zone. He's got to swing at better pitches. He's got to take pitches. But as I said to you last week, you know, it's a bit much to ask a guy 3 years into his career midseason to change his entire approach, isn't it?
It is. And I also think, like, what happened? Why in Money Harris's first two seasons, he looked like, you know, the next coming of the best center fielder in baseball? What happened? Was it the hitting approach, Mike, to your point? And look, right. I'm not banging on Tim Hyers. None of these guys have answers.
Right.
I talked about it over the weekend. Walt Weiss doesn't have answers. Snit doesn't have answers. Kranitz doesn't have answers. Carlos Mendez doesn't have answers. None of these guys on the staff have answers. Tom Goodwin doesn't have answers. Eddie Perez doesn't have answers. That's the entire coaching staff, by the way. None of them have answers. So when you talk about Money Harris and you go, well, he's going to change the approach. What happened from the first 2 years right. We saw him and we go, man, this guy's a stud. He is going to be something special. Defensively, again, set that aside. He still is. But at the plate, Mike, he was right. So much better. What changed?
Yeah. Now, again, Seitzer, now, I know you get mad at me when I, not you, but some of the audience get mad at me when I bring this up. Maybe he just vibed with that hitting instructor.
Okay.
And maybe him and Hyers, they don't vibe or doesn't pick up the message. I don't know. That's, guys, when I'm talking about the hitting instructor midway through the season, you know we're reaching for straws, right, trying to figure stuff out.
You guys can hit us up. That is where we start today, because after losing the series to the Phillies, and there was a lot of optimism, right? Friday, you go, woo, right. Friday. And then we got drubbed. Friday was embarrassing. 13-0, I know. Folks that showed up and you had to deal with the rain delay, I felt for you. I thought there should have been a refund waiting for you when they left the ballpark. They come back Saturday. All right, here we go. And then Sunday, you know, again, you find a way to not score enough runs. And again, 2-1 run, 2-1 game, Mike, your pitching did enough again.
Yeah, and again, it wasn't like Strider was blowing guys away. I just thought, you know, from a pitch count standpoint, I think it was one of his more economical performances. Yep. You know, we got through 7 innings, so you didn't have to task the bullpen. And you just needed support. But Ranger Suarez just shut the Braves down, man. So we've seen this before. Yes, I get it. You know, 2021 was a special time and place. We went through the numbers last week. You go 1-9, OPS, slugging, average. The rest of the team was not abysmal when Ronald Acuna went down. Then they brought in, as you know, Jock Peterson and Rosario and Soler. And those guys, you know, played at a great level. Adam Dunn was here. They had a bunch of guys that were just clutch. So, I know what the season is. There's no trophy for the, you know, midseason point, and they could certainly get things turned around, but it's hard, and you say, well, who's going to get it? Ozzie Albies looks as lost now as he did last month as he's ever looked in his career. And this goes back to the – and I'll say it again. Does Tim Hyers know how to help Ozzie Albies? You know, should he just be batting from one side of the plate? You know, this goes back to all the things we've discussed, and Ozzie's one of the biggest disappointments in this season for me as well.
Hands down.
I mean, it's not even close. Like, obviously, Harris and Albies are right. Close as far as, like, hey, we expected more, but they're just not giving it to us. No swag, guys, no confidence across the board for this team. A few guys balling, it's not enough. It's not enough! Nope. 404-726-0929. We got a lot to chop up. NBA free agency getting underway. And there's a lot of movement already. When we say that, these are deals that have been agreed upon, just like NFL free agency guys, but it won't become official till later this week. And the Hawks feel like, at least it feels like, they are going to be busy. We're going to dive into that. Also, some NFL news, Mike. This big trade by the Steelers.
Yeah.
You give to get, don't you?
Yeah, but it is interesting because, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick was a Dolphin. I don't remember. He gets drafted by them back in 18. Him and Flores do not get along. Brian Flores wants to use him as kind of a nickel. He's like, I'm a safety, Joe. And then eventually he skedaddles. He wants out. They trade him to oblige him, trade him to Pittsburgh. Same thing now with Jalen Ramsey. He wants more money. He's really not worth it at this stage of his career. So he gets a little bump to go up to Pittsburgh. They sign a one-year deal for Jono. The sweetener for me for this one is Arthur Smith gets his tight end.
Yes.
In Jono Smith. Steelers send a fifth rounder. They get a seventh rounder. But at the end of the day, you know, it's everyone just feels, you know, Steelers are going for it. They're in. I'm not the biggest fan of where Jalen Ramsey is right now. You and I debated maybe trading for him. How about this, though? You want to call the Dolphins and say, you interested in Kyle Pitts? Once we know he can practice and work out for you?
Can he practice and work out for him?
He ain't doing that. Well, he couldn't do the tight end you because he's still banged up. Same reason he couldn't do minicamp.
Is that what the excuse was?
I'm going to make that the excuse.
Is that what the excuse was?
I'm going to make that the excuse for lack of a better one.
I think you're probably right. Because look.
I mean, I presume he wanted to go.
He was at OTAs, didn't practice. At mandatory minicamp, didn't practice. So Mike's probably right. But it was just the optics of it. That's all. It was just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's right. Like, oh, another thing that could improve his play, and he's not available. Didn't he tweet at somebody or something and said somebody has a personal life? Did you guys see this? I think he tweeted.
I don't know. Was that a fan? He retweeted it. He actually said it.
Something like that. I think it was maybe Instagram. And I saw Kyle Pitts connected to it. And I was like, come on, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.